The discovery of three missing women in Cleveland generated joyous news coverage and fixed the spotlight on the number of children still missing. Our next guests hope that spotlight widens to include the disproportionately large number of missing African Americans. Blacks make up around 12% of the population, but according to the nonprofit Black and Missing Foundation, they make up about a third of all missing people in the U.S., and we don't hear about them because of TV's fixation with blondes. Derica Wilson is a former police officer and co-founder of the Black and Missing Foundation. Derica, you say there's actually a name for what some people think is this syndrome?
Yes, that's the missing white women syndrome, and it just states that, you know, the media really focuses on those young, pretty white females that are missing, blonde hair, blue eyes. And, you know, with our community, they really didn't realize that this was a huge problem because when we turn our televisions on, you know, we do not see anyone that looks like us. So we always say less is more. Less of one particular race and more of everyone who's missing, it greater the chances of a reunion.
And, of course, it's not the fault, we should say, of these white women who've been abducted, often murdered, but it doesn't even communicate to the African-American community that there's this huge problem in their community. Let's bring in someone who knows a thing or two about this. Rita Mims is the aunt of Evelyn Shelton, who's been missing since May of 2011. Rita joins us from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Rita, you know, we are sorry this has still got to weigh so heavily on you.
It's been a very, very hard time for our family, but, you know, you just have to hold on to your faith.
Well, but you also have to let people know, and let's let people know about Evelyn. Now, she was older. She was 42 when she went missing in May of 2011. Yep. Last seen at a male friend's house. The trail disappears. What did you do?
Right away, we just came together as a family. We got the local community and the churches involved, and we did a distribution of flyers going door to door. Not, you know, questioning anyone, just asking them to keep their eyes and ears open and don't turn, you know, a blind eye to whatever they felt might be significant.
And Derica, a couple of questions for you, because this sounds heartbreaking. Evelyn Shelton had gone to nursing school, seemed to have a promising future, but the police have nothing to work with. All the leads have dried up. They have no evidence of a crime. So what would you want to see happen in this case?
You know, a couple of months after Evelyn went missing, I was contacted by her brother, Timothy Shelton. And the weekend of July the 2nd, 2011, my organization went down to Spartanburg, South Carolina, and we actually did a search for Evelyn. And the police didn't want to be involved. They state that they didn't have enough manpower to even come out there. So we walked through the woods. We walked through residential areas, and that day we found Evelyn's wallet in a sewage drain. That was a break in the case.
Well, and also what you are saying is that police could have and should have found that.
Absolutely. According to law enforcement, they had actually searched that area.
I have to recognize Derica for just forming that search and just showing us how to do it.
Well, and Derica,
so
I just
praise God for her.
Well, and Derica, you're a former police officer. So what are your thoughts about, obviously you feel the media isn't covering the stories in the way that it should of missing African Americans, and it sounds as if you don't think the police is doing the job either.
Absolutely. What I can say is that when I spent 6 months in the police academy, only 2 hours was dedicated to missing person cases. You know, it's important to let it be known that missing persons is not considered a crime, so there's no sense of urgency with it. But we need to change the laws. These people are just vanishing without a trace. We rely heavily on the community, because if you see something, say something. And that's one of the things that we put on our website, an anonymous tip line, so people can report information and not feel that they have to compromise their identity.
Well, you not only have the tip line, which you know, law enforcement also has, but you've created your own media. You have a TV outlet for missing cases. It's called Find Our Missing. It's on the cable channel TV One. It just is astonishing that you would be able to fill up a cable channel with missing people, but then when we hear that African Americans make up a third of the people missing in the U.S., you have a lot of stories to tell.
Yes. I mean, we don't want these cases to go cold. I mean, the Cleveland, Ohio case prove that their families never gave up hope, and that's what we want to instill in the families that we're working with.
Well, Derica, why do you think it is that missing African Americans are not covered as much by the media? I mean, we're tiptoeing around something here.
Well, you know, when it comes to children under the age of 18 who are minorities, they are classified as runaways. So our runaways are not getting an Amber Alert. When it comes to missing adults, a lot of times people like to associate them with some sort of criminal activity, whether it's gangs, whether it's prostitution. But I can honestly say to you that we have knocked on doors of many media outlets, and we've been told by decision makers that these stories of our missing minorities is just not sensational enough. So these are typically, you know, middle-class white men who are actually making the decision based on what they think society wants to hear and see. So we really need more diversity in the newsroom.
And Rita Mims, again, aunt of Evelyn Shelton, who's been missing since May of 2011. It might have been reminding you that more attention is paid to missing women who are not of color when we heard the Cleveland story. But did it also give you hope that behind some door?
Yeah. Immediately, as soon as I saw it, my gut started to bubble up. The gentleman that helped them escape
in Cleveland, yeah,
he's not the typical person that you would expect to go bust down a door and free someone. I pray to God that that is a scenario for her, because we want her home.
Well, again, we'll have pictures at our website. And Derica, I understand you're a former police officer, but you don't personally, you've never personally lost someone. So what's the impetus behind you founding this group, the Black and Missing Foundation?
The inspiration behind the organization was a young lady who went missing from Spartanburg, South Carolina, my hometown. Her name was Tamika Houston, and it was very painful watching the struggles of her family try to garner local and national news. And months later, Natalie Holloway disappeared, and her story was dominating local and national news, and it still is. Now, I just want to be frank. You know, we're not trying to dishonor any community. We just want an even playing field, and our organization focuses on all missing persons of color. So it doesn't matter if you're Black, you're Asian, you're Hispanic, you're all important.
Well, and of course, Natalie Holloway, who disappeared in Aruba, and it was quite a sensational story. Derica Wilson, co-founder of the nonprofit Black and Missing Foundation. Also, Rita Mims, aunt of Evelyn Shelton, who's been missing since May of 2011. Thank you both, and Rita, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back in a couple of minutes, a coda to that talk about a truck that inspired a country song. That and more in 1 minute here and now.